Welcome, listeners, to Lenzo's Memos. On the episode today, the discussion is going to be around digital earnings, you know, earning from your digital interactions. There seems to be a confusion on the streets, and that's actually why I'm doing this. Last year, January, that's 2022, I was in a discussion with some of my guys, and they started talking about Davido saying in 2021 he made 23.7 million or so. And before I knew what was happening, they declared the young man a drug baron. I was like, are you people all right? Now, what shocked me then was the fact that every other person around there said, yes, they were. That how did they make such monies? Now, if you actually go back to that episode, it's published, the first Lenzo's Parliament ever published. I asked, why do you believe that? Why do you believe the nonsense that is coming out of your mouth? Someone you do not know. You are calling a person names. You see, it's a very common thing. And it's, you know, an advent of social media interactions, comments and all that. And it's still part of the fake news and all that. But these are not particularly about even fake news. It's just the belief on the street. And what I found out is, once they can't work it out in their head, how it works, how someone can make such amounts of money, they just label the person. And I was shouting there, and I thank God for how things have turned out in 2022 for Nigerian music industry particularly. A lot of them have come up. Now, it was not like deja vu when just yesterday, some of my guys were still going on about misgivings about, you know, how they make digital money. And they had me shouting, but this time they didn't want me to record. Look, calm down. It's not that you don't really know what someone is doing. Doesn't that turn that person into a thief? Now, and the bigger problem I have is this Yahoo, you know, thing that comes with it. I start like this. There's a friend of mine that is a journalist, a digital journalist. So while we were discussing sometime, I think 2021, he was now letting me know that someone tracked him one day. And I was now, you know, laying some Yahoo things with him, and he was like, why are you telling me this? And the guy was like, are you not a Yahoo guy? He was like, why do you say that? He said, because he always sees him with his laptop, and because he works, you know, morning, afternoon, he works shifts, so that he just assumed that was a Yahoo, because there are times when people have gone to work that he sees him, because maybe he did night. He works at a reputable media house doing his thing. Now, because you don't know what someone does, doesn't mean the person is a thief or a kidnapper or anything. Look, rather than you just judge, why don't you just ask the person? A lot of the youths, some of the youths rather, are having that problem because they are digitally aware and they are making cool cash. I remember when I was asking if another friend of mine is into hair, you know, he does wigs. So when I now saw him, he was very busy that December. I was like, guy, you are very busy. How far? I don't see your customers coming to take anything. He was not telling me that it's a girl that markets it online. He just does it and she sells it. You see, some people are existing quietly in all these hardships. Some other people are complaining, making cool, legit cash on the internet. I repeat, cool, legit cash. So when you see a young girl looking fly and doing her thing and you are saying she's a prostitute, are you crazy? Are you crazy? Digital earnings. We are in a digitalized world. Some people actually have it. They have lots of friends, lots of followers. They don't use it for anything. They just have it there. But those that are the wiser are using it. They are digitally compliant. And the fact that you are not should not now make them evil. And please, some of my guys, I am still going to continue. I was not having to explain to them that, look, you see all these are stars. You see Burna Boy, you see Davido, you see Wizkid, you know, you see them too, Baba. They don't pay for the industry. They've been working. You see Kiss Daniel.
Did he start today? Did they start today? Some of these young guys are more than a decade in that industry, hustling their lives out. You now say this person is richer than that person. This one is a thief. Some people tell me it's bear parlor gist. I've heard this gist not just in bear parlors, please. You fear reverend brothers, reverend sisters, you know. They just keep talking about what they don't know anything about. Please, stop the stigmatization. And everybody is not Yahoo. One person tell me one time, saying things, say I be Agba Yahoo. I was like, what nonsense are you talking about now? You see me doing my podcast, you know, facing my business, sharing and all that, and you are telling me that I'm Agba Yahoo. How? Who I cheat? Now, you will not leave the Agba Yahoo them like GT Bank. You are leaving the Agba Yahoo like GT Bank that I'm complaining. People are not helping me share. And these are the problems. Please, stop arguing about how much someone else you do not know makes. A young man was telling me yesterday that he knows the person personally. I say, hey, don't you know me personally? Do you know how I make my money? So what are you now saying? Because you know him and you are showing me a picture of the two of you. So his bank account is not your full knowledge. The other day, someone told me that all the artists are drug. I said, well, how are you reaching that? I agree. You see, some guys have done some things on their way up. Some of them did Yahoo. Some of them did some other stuff. You understand? You hear it in their lyrics. Olamide paid homage to the boy, to the boys that have gone legit. But please, stop stigmatizing this Yahoo on people you don't know how they make money. Please. But rather than you do that, check your own. Learn from them. That's what I said on that parliament that last time. And I keep telling people, I follow them. See, for you to be successful, follow successful people. Stop being judgmental. Because everybody is just packaging his own. Zazu came with his own. According to the story, he was headed in another direction. Until fortune smiled on him and he's still doing his madness. You see, when I was in my guy Tigo's birthday, New Year party, I'm understanding now that it's not a birthday, just a New Year party. They were playing Zazu and I was laughing. When I was listening to the radio, I said, what the fuck? Yeah, but the young guys were dancing their hearts out. I was like, wow. No wonder he's spreading money. Now, everybody can sit down and call the guy a fool, whatever. But he's working his heart out as a mad person. Good luck to him. It's all I know. He's not a thief now. You see someone, I was telling them that, do you know how much these people, you know, they make from concerts? They're not making money the way you are making money, especially these musicians. Now, I know a lot of upcoming musicians. I have one of them, Malobans. He has a fantastic track, perfect one. But I called this young man, I said, see, now that you have done this track, you now need to market. You need to go into your digital space and start to, you know, spread the love. But they don't believe in that work content behind the scene. They don't. King Statue is an artist. Emi Nai is an artist. You keep telling them that, look, after you sing, you get to market. You have to market it. Some of them will tell you they are waiting for grace that is auto. One person told me, I said, you don't want to do any work. You have finished singing. You are not sharing to your people. You are not, although they say they belong to groups. They are looking for promoters. And I still wish them luck. But it's a hard job. I told them, I said, see, me following most of these stars, you see what they churn out for content in a day. I mean, when you see some of these guys that are established churning out content in 20s, 30s, 40s on a daily basis, and you that you want to be like them, are there, you have done one, you are waiting for mother luck or something, which can still shine on you, because in all the madness, some people get it the way they get it. Some things people have been working for 30 years, some people just start it and they get it. You see, life no balance. It's not fair. But everybody's grace is different. But explore yours. Please, try and explore your own. You see, you must design a way to make money. I was talking to one young girl, that was 2021. I asked her for 2022, what's your forecast like? She told me she wanted 10 million in her account. I said, wow, that's actually very good. How do you intend to get the 10 million in your account?
She was silent. And I said, that's a problem. I said, you cannot get money. You cannot calculate how you will get there now. And digital earnings, you understand, these days, is mind-boggling. Please. There are digital currencies like Pi. I'm even doing it. You understand? And the other things, you know, the people doing it are not really mad. But please, try and understand it. And I always tell my friends, I said, see, the phones we carry are called a smartphone for a reason. It's not just a name they slapped on it now. Please, use your phones to make yourselves wiser. Follow verified news, you understand? And be up to date. You see, I have one of my parliaments where myself and the three man were talking that updating is life. You need to constantly keep updating yourself. Because when some people talk, you wonder whether they are from the historic, prehistoric time. When they talk about national values, I don't even want to go mentioning names. Life itself is a reality. The spirituality is the unseen side. The reality is what we see. What this we come in contact with it. If you work, you get paid, you spend cash. Well, for the Yahoo boys that are still doing Yahoo, believe you me, why are you investing? You see, what makes me laugh about the Yahoo boys vis-a-vis the digital guys that are legit is the fact that it is just a flip. The legit ones that are making money on the internet are doing the same amount of work the ones that are doing the criminals are doing. But instead of the ones doing the criminal Yahoo, to really focus their entire energy, their entire button on top of selling a product that is theirs, they start looking for people to cheat. You want to collect someone else's insurance? You want to empty someone else's account for what? Look, thanking God for EFCC, the eagle, inside this Nigeria. Not time. But for every one of them that has been taken back to zero, because most of them, the court just collects everything from them, give them a small time. Most of them have even done the time they are sentenced in prison. Because once EFCC collects, you don't even have money to even get a lawyer. The cases are, they are bound. Go to EFCC website, see the thousands that they are catching. They never just catch you. But now ego, yeah, is sharp. And let me now lastly say one thing to all those Yahoo boys. The more you are doing it, because you get one Yahoo where I know. Now on top of, it was on top of one small thing that a girl just went to cast him. He had to run from the area. Why are you living that kind of life? What's the value of it? But Omo, check on. You can still make legit money on the internet. Sell yourself. Thank you. Hope you guys have enjoyed it.